Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The crowd here at Foxborough is going to be yelling for number four. Here's one floated for Swift, and it's picked. They're calling it Zappy Hour. And wide open. Touchdown! The momentum turned around. Now the Bears are answering, winning in all three phases of this game. Din for the touchdown!
This has been quite a performance by the Bears.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mess around. We have to take some calls early just to show the people we mean business. Took calls yesterday, guys. I was very proud of us. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how you doing there?
What's up, y'all? How you doing there, Key?
I am doing pretty good. After watching that game last night, I feel even better.
Yep,
Even better. Got a chance to watch a little bit of football, you know. Didn't have to sit up and think about baseball much. And,
right.
You know, well, Lakers were off. Didn't have to worry about that.
You stopped thinking about baseball once your Dodgers are out.
Well, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was supporting Max to the end.
I appreciate that.
Eventually, I knew eventually it was going to end in a way that he didn't want it to. So I had to be there to support him.
That was a fake support. You wanted to see him in pain, just like
a lot of things that I do are fake.
Yep. At least you're honest about it.
Well, you know what wasn't fake.
Look, Jay. See?
You know what wasn't fake.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
We got to get going.
So, what? Look, what have we been saying now for a minute? Not only do Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi kind of look, not kind of, I could not, if someone showed me a picture of Bailey Zappi, of his face, and just told me it was Mac Jones, I'd be like, yeah, that's Mac Jones.
So in other
words, looked just alike.
So in other words, Max, if you put him in a lineup.
If you put him in a lineup. So you're saying Bailey Zappi was out there starting the game with Mac Jones' uniform on.
If I'm Mac Jones and I commit a crime, I'm just trying to get Bailey Zappi in a lineup.
He did it.
Because
I just said a lineup. I didn't say a crime.
Look at these two
dudes.
They
really look the same. No, that's the same dude.
I'm telling you, it's not. It's the same. The only difference between them is that Mac Jones is taller and that Bailey Zappi's a better quarterback. That's the only difference. Two differences.
It's problematic.
They kind of do favor. I'm looking at Mac Jones is on the left because of the hair. See, the hair slants down kind of like a Max Kellerman look a little bit.
This is the first time I'm hearing the reverse move on this one. Typically, we all get called like you guys look the same, but they look the same.
Yeah, they look just alike. See, they're white dudes. You could say they look the same and no problem. Two black dudes look the same. You're like, I don't want to say it. But two white dudes, you say it.
You can say it,
yeah. They look exactly alike.
No problem at all.
They're twins.
Look at that.
It's too early in the morning for all
that.
Did
you say twinsies?
It looked like twins.
Don't say twinsies.
I didn't think so. I
thought you said twinsies. Transition to football.
Okay.
So last night, the Bears beat the Patriots 33-14 on Monday Night Football. Justin Fields certainly went in there and unleashed it on them. Max, go ahead. I had to figure out how to get
the thing about Justin Fields is, from the beginning, he seems to figure out ways to get them in positions to win or almost win without having big numbers through the air, without having much on the team, a lot of times without looking that good. But somehow his presence at quarterback is leading to more success to me than it ought to so far.
Well, I will say this before we move on to the quarterback carousel up in New England. There's the recipe, 13-21, a buck 79, a touchdown. I'd like to erase the interception, but a rushing touchdown.
Right.
Okay, so there's the plunge on the touchdown side. And look at his statistics. His statistics is exactly what I need. I need 13-21.
Not exactly.
Well, I mean, it's for the
one
most
thing,
part.
Because of one thing, Key.
What's that?
INT.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we won the game. And all the positive statistics outweigh that one negative.
Right.
That's why it's okay. The defense did their job. They ran the ball extremely well. I think they rushed for like 250 yards. I mean, like it's amazing to just see when you play a certain way, you can win football games.
Meantime,
Well, let's talk about how they did that real quick, though, Max. Because you talk about the quarterback getting a lot of credit, right, in Justin Fields. And I'm sitting there saying, all right, well, Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Bears, like they started rolling him out early.
They cut him loose a
they,
little
they let
the
him
ground,
like yeah. They started letting him use his legs. And, He got some passes and some, you know, so I think that opened up the field for the running game as well. But I give credit to the coaching staff for how they utilized him as well.
So you guys missed my best line of the morning. I don't think I'll come
up with a
better one. I said the only differences between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe is Mac Jones is taller and Bailey Zappe is a better quarterback. I mean,
caught it.
Okay, good. I thought it was a better. I thought it deserved
is
more Bailey recognition.
Zappe a, is he a better quarterback?
Well, let's ask Bill Belichick. You know, he made the quarterback change. What happened, Coach?
So when Mac came out of the game, Bill, was that a medical decision, the timing of the pulling him? So was that related to the interception? That was his last play tonight.
No, we had planned to play. I told the quarterbacks that we were gonna play both of them. That's what we did.
Guys, Mac Jones finished 3 of 6 for 13 yards and a pick. Bailey Zappe was 14 of 22 for 185 yards, which would be the Keyshawn Johnson formula and a touchdown. He did throw 2 interceptions and lost a fumble, though. But Key, we've been saying it for weeks now. What's the difference, really, other than Bailey Zappe looks a little better than Mac Jones?
Yeah, I think for me and my money, and I talk about this with all quarterbacks, I talk about it with Jalen Hurts and Tua and other guys, it's all about where you draft it, right? And the fact that Zappe was taken where he was taken and Mac Jones was taken where he was taken, many people feel like Mac Jones is the better quarterback. Now, what I would say is Coach Belichick made a decision to start Mac Jones, but he also made a decision to remove Mac Jones' ass immediately. And he could say all he wants is that they were both going to play, which I strongly believe he is telling the truth. They both were going to play. And that doesn't mean that Mac Jones was going to play the entire game. That doesn't mean Zappe was going to play the entire game. It just means that they both were going to play at some point in time throughout the game. He could do it a lot of different ways. He could do one series, which means, hey, they both played. Or he could do it at the end of the game. If Mac Jones was in a blowout and he was the end of the game, he could play Zappe at that point in time. He gets clearance because they both did play. And he told them both, you will play. Whenever he didn't tell them when, he just said, you'll both play, and they both played. I think the mistake, in my opinion, that the New England Patriots and Coach Belichick made was not starting Zappe, having him come in and try and engineer drives, which he did, and put up 14 quick points, but he couldn't sustain that into the second half. And I think that, to me, just if you'd have started him and let him just play, I don't think you would have had some of the issues that you had. I just don't, because what you did is you gave the Bears life and momentum messing around with Mac damn Jones.
So, Key, we'll get into, how the game panned out for the Pats. But, this last night watching the game, I'm like, DJ Khaled, just his voice kept ringing in my head. Like, yesterday's price is not today's price. So, Mac Jones, what you did last year, you got your team to the playoffs, you got to your Pro Bowl, that doesn't matter. You get into a Pro Bowl, it doesn't matter. What have you done for me lately? And ever since I came on this show 2 years ago, Key, you've always talked about how sensitive the quarterbacks are. Well, this is for me, basketball here. I love when I see competition. I love when I see, ain't nothing expected. Nothing's given to you. So, yeah, your lease was short last night, Mac Jones. You got yanked after throwing the ball 6 times and having an INT. Get in there, Bailey Zappe. Now, my question, Mac Jones, how do you respond? Because if I'm Bill Belichick, I want to see how you respond going into this week of practice. Do you elevate your level of play, or do you become demure in your demeanor?
There's a
it
lot
just
of
– didn't even look right, though. Yeah. He didn't look – not the injury, him. I don't like the way he looks when he drops back in the pocket. It looks rough. It doesn't look smooth to me. When he's trying – it's almost like – I don't want to say he's scared, but he's unsure. So when he's dropping back – it's not 1, 2, 3, bam, let it go. It's always like, oh, my God, they're coming to get me. I got to get out of here. Instead of just being calm, he doesn't give me a sense of calm. Now, Coach Belichick and Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and company, who's over there running the offense, they probably see it differently. I don't see it that way. I look at it, I'm like, he just doesn't make me feel comfortable in the pocket. Everything looks hard when it should be much easier.
Yeah, there are a couple things to a sophomore slump, if that's what it is, right? And sometimes you never recover from it. One is league makes adjustments. What do? The second is you have some success in your first go-round. Do you get complacent? even if you don't realize it? Or are you doing all the things that gave you success the first time? Are you starting to take things for granted? Whatever it is, Mac Jones looked promising his rookie year, and he has not gone forward. He has gone backward. ESPN reporter, Patriots reporter Mike Reese will join us at 7 a.m. to get into this. After getting benched in Indy, another quarterback pulled. But this guy's not young. He's old. Is Matt Ryan officially done? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So all I know is yesterday I'm on this call, and I'm sitting there. My kids are jumping all over me, and we're at the end of the call. I'm like, oh, we're finally there. We're going to get off. And the conversation extends for another 10 minutes about the fact that Alan Gates has never had soup before.
It sounds like a bad line in a movie or a sitcom trying to show you something quirky about someone, right? What do you mean you've never had soup? Of course you've had Yates, how have you never in your life had soup? That's like some psychological issue you got with soup and your mom tried to get you to eat something. You're like, no, I'm not going to have any soup. And that just never went away or something.
Well, I mean, me and my mom had a whole argument about this joint last night because she was like, well, you know, we try to give you soup as a kid, and you ain't really like it, so you just ate the broth. I'm like, Ma, that don't mean I ate the soup. And I'll eat soup. I'll eat soup or broth. So I'm out on both.
Not even vegetable soup.
Nah, bro.
Like
if I'm
potato
sick,
soup.
Like when I had the vid, I'm not grabbing no soup. Give me some ginger ale.
What do you have against soup?
And some toast.
What don't you like about soup? I don't understand. Because you have in your food, there are like juices and stuff, right?
It's the same thing.
Liquid and texture, man. I don't need all my, I don't need my, I don't need my food all moist and damp and dripping and all that. I'm cool.
So you've never had broccoli cheddar soup. You've never had tomato bisque, lobster bisque, tomato soup.
I'm allergic
to
tomatoes.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
You never had
clam chowder
soup.
Italian wedding soup.
Heavens,
New England child. Like, you never had none of that?
Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. Because I don't get sick often, and when I do get sick,
but you don't
I'm
have
not,
to be
often.
Sick
I'm
to
not
mess with
grabbing.
Soup.
Girl, I do.
Soup's
often.
So good.
They tell me soup is for when you get sick.
Not just no.
That's what they tell me.
Because if the reason soup isn't when you get sick, because soups have different things in it, creams and things of that nature. When you sick, you shouldn't put dairy in your body. Okay,
chicken
because
noodle
of the
soup?
Mucus and things of that nature.
Unless you have chicken a sore throat,
soup,
sometimes it coats
like
it.
When you get sick, like, or if it's cold up in the Northeast during the winter, chicken noodle soup?
Nah,
with
I'm
the soda on
Yates.
The side?
Nah, we're taking Yates. We're taking
yeah,
you.
Okay. Some grape soda on the side. You got it.
Yates, we're taking you. We're taking you to a place, and you're having soup. We're gonna take you to a nice place. You're gonna have some good soup. You're gonna like it.
We're gonna see, man. I'm a texture bull. Yeah. I'm cool.
Max, what type of soup are you gonna give him?
That's a good question. Do we have to discuss that? What do you think?
Matzo ball soup, Max.
I like matzo.
He's not going to go in for the matzo ball soup's good, but he's not going to go in for the matzo ball. You need to give him something that's not too exotic, right? Nothing, nothing weird. Something nice and plain that he's used to.
You think Kanye likes matzo ball soup?
Oh, jeez.
That was a question. What? I can't ask a question now.
Don't make fun of the mentally ill.
I'm not. I'm just asking the question.
All right.
It's matzo ball soup. I just put it together.
Delicious. But I don't know if
he
ate it.
He don't eat soup.
You got to figure out a kind of soup.
Apparently so. Not that soup.
I'm gonna lay out right now.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know how they're going to let him cycle through more quarterbacks or be responsible for the development of the next franchise quarterback.
You could just tell they never found a flow in Indianapolis with Matt Ryan.
If Frank Reich is going to be the one to go, Chris Ballard ain't far behind.
So the Colts bench Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan at quarterback.
And another one.
And they are going to turn to Sam Ehlinger.
And another one.
Everyone wants to make sure that you know it's a hard G.
You got it right. Ehlinger.
Ehlinger. I think it's French.
Ehlinger?
I feel like Will Ferrell in Anchorman. I think it's French.
Sam Ehlinger.
Type of thing. He'd...
How do you say it, Key? Ehlinger?
Ehlinger?
No, Ehlinger.
Oh, okay.
Ehlinger.
Got it.
Yeah, I just right. Yesterday we were trying to just figure out to make sure it wasn't something else. That's all.
Because when you read it, it looks like it would be Ehlinger, but it's
Ehlinger
with a hard
right
G. Ehlinger.
Spell Ehlinger right now. Spell it.
Isn't it E-L-E-L-E-O-G-H in it?
No.
It's not
what? It sounds like there's a G-H in there.
Ger.
Yeah, it's E-H-L-I-N-G-E-R.
Whatever, man.
Oh, you got it. Yeah,
that's close. Why I'm not on the spelling bee list or whatever. No. Nope. Sorry.
So not Sam Ehlinger in for quarterback Matt Ryan. He's thrown 9 picks and fumbled 11 times, Matt Ryan. And they're 3-3-1.
Damn, 9 picks?
Yeah, he's thrown 9 picks, and he's fumbled 11 times. So that's 20 turnovers.
What?
Or 20 would-be turnovers.
I want you to know, Key, my wife is from Indy. This is all I hear about.
He's not going to practice this week.
Your wife is from Indy, Jay.
My brother-in-law, father-in-law. I just want to state for the record for 13,000 times.
They're Pacers fans and Colts fans.
Yes.
And they like IU.
Go ahead, Max. Yes.
She's a great girl. You got 3 kids. I got it all.
Yes, good.
Know the whole resume.
As long as you know. Go ahead, Max.
Now all you need to do is your kids to
My kids are not going to IU.
No, but live in different states when they grow up, and you'll have connections to every city in the country.
Yeah, it's like me gambling. I'm a fan of
Right, exactly. Same thing.
707 team.
Yeah, at least 2 of them are going to play on your 7-on-7 team. All right. Of course, everyone who's ever lived, apparently, has played on Key's 7-on-7 team. So Matt Ryan not going to practice this week. He's going to be inactive for Sunday's game against Washington. Nick Foles will back up Ehlinger. By the way, that offensive line at the moment's in no condition for Nick Foles. But if they get it together, you give Nick Foles a pocket. He could do something with
Nick
it.
Nick Foles has been in the league for 50 years.
Yeah, he's had success, too.
It really feels like
Doesn't
he's been in the league for a while. It does. But he's been in it.
Yeah, he came
it's
in.
It's got to be his 11th season.
He came in that draft with Matt Barkley and Andrew Luck and Osweiler. They were all in the Pac-12 together, same time.
Osweiler.
Brock.
I could say another.
Chicago, jeez.
But you could Waller. you could see in college Nick Foles was. To me, he was the second best dude in that conference.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Yep.
I knew you were going to say
he was better than Barkley. 2012
draft.
He wasn't getting the same
better
hype.
Better than Matt Barkley.
He wasn't.
Go ahead and talk about the Colts.
He was so. Come on, man.
Oh,
he was
God.
By the way, he had better NFL career.
Don't go on a tangent.
Anyway.
Yes, just talk about the Colts.
The point is this. The Colts are trying to replace first Peyton Manning with Andrew Luck. They spent the number one pick in the draft on both guys. And since Andrew Luck retired suddenly, they've been trying to do it patchwork. You know, maybe we can reclaim this guy. Maybe this guy has something in the tank. Maybe we could work with him. Frank Reich, Colts head coach, on Matt Ryan's benching.
This guy is special, special, special. And, you know, we know right at the quarterback position that it's not our poor production on offense is not on one person. It's not on Matt Ryan. But we also know, as Matt and I talked it through, hey, as head coach and quarterback, as head coach, ultimately it doesn't matter. I'm judged on wins and losses. Quarterbacks judged on points and production and turnovers. We understand that's how it is in this league.
Hey, Key, before the season, you were saying that Matt Ryan still can do it. And I know you have a relationship with Matt Ryan and you wish the best for him. But to me, there's a reason he was available for a third-round pick. Usually a quarterback, if he still has something in the tank, ain't going just for a third-round pick. So the question is this now. Is Matt Ryan officially done?
I don't know if he's officially done because he didn't tell me that. But I can tell you he's done with the Colts. That's what I can tell you. He's probably done as a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and I don't see Matty Ice wanting to be a lifetime backup for the next 5 years and hang around and not be with his family and just tour the country. I don't see that happening at all. You're right. I have a relationship with him, and I felt that a change of scenery with a new team that was missing a quarterback based on Carson Wentz play a year ago, running the ball with Jonathan Taylor, a defense that seemed like it was going to hit the ground running like it did last year, and none of that has come to fruition for this team. Maybe Sam Ehlinger could take care of business, and it looks totally different.
Yeah.
The Matt Ryan experiment is over to me. It's over, right? 3-3-1, so many turnovers. He's a shell of the player that we thought he was going to be. But that's just the beginning of it for me, frankly, because I wonder, is the Frank Reich experiment over? Like, Frank Reich was supposed to be this offensive genius, right, that came into the league with this team. And you know, this is his seventh quarterback he's going to have. Seventh during his tenure. Let's go through him, Key. I mean, obviously, I get Andrew Luck. That happens. Jacoby Brissett, 2018. Brian Hoyer, 2019 for a game. Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz wasn't the guy, even though that was Frank's guy. Now they got Matt Ryan. He's not the guy. Now we're going to Sam Ehlinger. Like, where are we going?
This is more of a coach issue in terms of the quarterback history than it is a Frank Reich issue. Remember, Frank Reich wasn't there at the time Andrew Luck was there. Frank Reich was still, I believe, either in Philly or with the Chargers, one of the two at the time. So he's only really had
six.
Phillip Rivers. He's had Phillip Rivers. He's had this dude that just – what was the guy's name? Carson Wentz. And now Matt Ryan. I believe that Frank is a good head coach. He's had some turnover on his staff. There's two guys that have left it. Well, it's more than two, but two guys that left the staff to go on and be head coaches. One in Nick Sirianni in the Philadelphia Eagles, and then the other guy in Chicago and Matt Eberflus on the defensive side of the ball. So there's been a little turnover on his staff. But what I would say, though, Jay, is – It's not a good situation moving forward. I think when you look at it, he's judged on wins, and they're not winning at a high clip. Now, look, they're 3-3-1 in a bad division. Can they win the division? Yes. Will they win the division? Who knows? They just lost to Tennessee, and Matt Ryan has a grade 2 separation in his shoulder. So, therefore, he'll be missed sometime throughout the season. Now, if he's healthy and he comes back, depending on how Sam plays, it depends on if he gets the job back or not, I believe.
Well, the thing about Reich, let me just say quickly, Jay, I really think if you look at the golden era of the Colts football, it was the number one pick, all-time great Peyton Manning under center. If you look at the next era, they backed into Andrew Luck because Peyton, you know, fortunately for them, gets hurt this 1 year, so they get the number one overall pick when it's Andrew Luck, who's supposed to be this generational quarterback, and was quite good. And that was maybe not a golden era, but a very strong era for them with a very good player under center. In both cases, they had to use the number one pick in the NFL draft to get that guy. Since Andrew Luck retired at the age of 30 abruptly, right, he left them in the lurch. I mean, it's he should do what he wants with his life, but what it means for the Colts is they've tried reclamation projects. Most times that doesn't work out. Usually there's not a Rich Gannon out there ready to turn into some passing machine, right? So they've been left. I don't think it's Reich's issue. It's an issue of you're going to have to bite the bullet, and use draft capital to move up and get and develop a quarterback. So you're not going to get it to do it like
Understood. Just for the record, though, Reich did have Andrew Luck. So, Key, just push back on that. He's had seven quarterbacks. This is his seventh quarterback.
But
in
the last season of Luck's career?
Last of his career. Okay, that's fine.
He didn't have him.
You can give me that. That's fine. But how about the other six?
But what'd they do that season with Luck?
That's the season he retired.
Yeah, right. And how many wins he have?
I don't have that information right in front of me.
No, that's the season he retired. He didn't play. He just retired.
Okay, wait. I think he did, Key. But they were. But I think he was the coach for Luck's last season in the NFL. But can I tell you their record that year? 10-6. In other words, if you give Reich a quarterback, like most coaches, he can do some business. But since Luck retired, they haven't had a quarterback.
But he's told me that certain quarterbacks are going to be it, Max.
Because he has no choice, because the organization has to either.
Well, a lot of people have no choices, and then they get fired. what do you mean?
But it might be a mistake to fire them.
Okay.
So
you're telling me it's a mistake?
I'm saying that what you need to do to properly assess him is to draft a quarterback and see if he can develop him, me.
All right.
Yeah, maybe.
Key's Real Rankings are next, or maybe fire him. Key's Real Rankings are next. My New York Giants continue to win. I would develop a quarterback, see what he could do. But the Giants continue to win. Are they going to be in your top three, Key? You had them in the top 9 before anyone else.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, and these rankings are brought to you by Dell here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL, ESPN Radio. Right now, Key, your real rankings, what are they?
Well, the real rankings, best teams in the NFL from week 6. You know, my list changes from week to week clearly, but these are the teams last week that I thought could win it all. And I had 6 of them. Mm-hmm. You know, New York Giants was 6, the Dallas Cowboys were 5, Kansas City was 4, Minnesota was 3, Buffalo was 2, and Philadelphia, obviously undefeated, was number 1. Now we switch to week 7 in the National Football League, and here is the order of my real rankings through week 7 of teams that can win it all. And I got 8 teams now. It changed a little bit. I added 2 teams based on my little bit of observations that I saw over the weekend. Yates, let's hit it.
Number 8,
the New York Jets, right? The New York Jets look like a team that could potentially win it all. Now, I know that they're missing Breece Hall. He's gone for the season. Avere Tucker is gone for the season. But they went out yesterday, and Joe Douglas is not sleeping at the wheel and just laying in the bed. He went out and traded for James Robinson to add some depth, missing Breece Hall. The New York Jets right now are 5-2. They are 60-1 to win it all with the odds.
Number 7.
Number 7, who wasn't in here, the Jets wasn't in here a week ago, and neither was this team, the Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone thought that they were going to bundle this year, including myself, but hey, they're at number 7, 4-3, high-flying passing attack. Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, along with Ja'Marr Chase, Mixon. That offense is just lights out. Joe Burrow almost threw for 500 yards this past week. He's going to eventually hit that mark this season. They're sitting at 4-3, 22-1 odds.
Number 6.
Number six is interesting, and I know people, you had the Minnesota Vikings sitting at number three last week. They were off. How could this be? Well, they're getting punished. They're getting punished for having a bye, and they're sitting at 5-1, but I believe the teams that are in front of them are better. But I'm going to punish them and drop them to number six. Even though they're 5-1, I think their teams that are in front of them are much better. 16-1 to win it all, sitting at six.
Number five.
Number five, you'll love this, Max. A team close and dear to your heart along with Jay. The New York Giants move from number six to number five, taking care of business on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're sitting at 6-1. They're doing everything right. Now they need to do right by two players in Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. You got a general manager sitting in there with you right now who could talk about extending contracts or not giving top players contracts. And how did that look? They're sitting at 6-1, number five, 40-1 on the odds.
Number four.
Number four, the Dallas Cowboys. They move up slightly because of Dak Prescott. And you say, well, they struggled against the Detroit Lions. No, they didn't. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. Play lights out defense, have a quarterback to deliver the football in sync the way he needed to, run the football well, and not screw it up. Kellen Moore, keep this recipe, and the Dallas Cowboys could be in the big toaster in Arizona, sitting at 4-18-1 odds.
Number three.
Number three is easy, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs went out and displayed that talent against the San Francisco 49ers, so-called vaunted defense that's banged up. But they did what they were supposed to do, unleashed it on them. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. They're sitting at 5-2. They're going to run away with the AFC West slowly but surely. You can tell this. Their odds are 7-1 to win it all.
Number two.
This doesn't change much, although I wanted to move things around, but I can't move anything around. Both these teams were off. The Buffalo Bills, they're 5-1. We know what Josh Allen is. We know what the defense is. It'll be interesting to see if they go out before November 1st trade deadline and get a little bit of help at the corner position, because there's a couple guys out there that could be taken for a little bit, peanuts on the dollar with some teams. I like for them to go try and get a guy like Greedy Williams to shore up that secondary some. He could potentially be available from Cleveland. Their odds are plus 240. The shortest odds of all odds. They're 5-1, and they're sitting at number two.
Number one.
And number one is the same number one as it's been since, gosh, it's probably been, I would say I probably had them number one after week two. I got to go back and look, but I feel that way. I could be wrong. Who knows? They're 6-0, the Philadelphia Eagles, 5-1 on the odds. We all know what Jalen Hurts is. We know what the offense is. We know what the defense is. We don't laugh at Nick Sirianni anymore. We laugh with him. And the Philadelphia Eagles are rolling. They're getting it done. The Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series. Let's see if the Eagles can match that by going back to the Super Bowl and taking care of business with Jalen Hurts and company.
Mike Tannenbaum, our very own.
Oh, and their odds are 5-1. Sorry.
Front office insider, our very own GM here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. And he is
Mike,
the ESPN NFL's front office insider.
Where's
former
your Los
NFL
Angeles
executive.
Chargers?
I was just about to ask you that, Mike. Where are your Chargers on the list?
Where's your Los Angeles Chargers?
I've been waiting to ask you this.
You know, I've been in the seat for 10 seconds, and Key's already taken two shots at me about, you know, GM's extending quarterbacks. And I was trying to, you know, go back to the city he's representing in L.A. So, hey, we got a long way to go. And, you know, my man Justin Herbert, he'll be just fine. But you know what stands out to me, and I don't necessarily disagree with Key, is – no Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, no Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I mean, that's really remarkable that we're almost halfway through the season and none of us think they're going to be meaningful contenders. I think Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl is not in Arizona. I think it's this week in Buffalo. I think it's
first
their last stand.
First of all, Mike, you're getting into some shape, man. That's the first thing I noticed when you sat down. Look at you. You've been in the gym.
I appreciate it. I try to keep up with you guys.
Look at this. It's good. Good for him. He needs some positive reinforcement.
Mike's always looking. What
no,
are you talking
no,
about?
Mike. No, gee. Mike. Am I right or wrong?
I have shed a few.
I can see it. I can see it. That's right.
Back to Aaron Rodgers.
Wait a minute. Did I give him some props?
No, he always has props for me. He always has
not
props.
Everyone gets to walk around
it.
Like Jay Will,
he
all ripped up all the time.
It. Stop it.
So, go ahead.
Can we dig deeper into this whole Aaron Rodgers thing for a second? Because I'm just curious to get your thoughts on where it goes from here. I've always just questioned. Look. There's no doubt his talent, Mike. Talent is off the – it's worldly, right? But sometimes the way he leads makes me question leadership style, right? Like, or Tom Brady, I get it. A lot of stuff happening. But we were asking this question yesterday. Who's in a worse situation? Is it Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think right now it's Tom Brady, but I'm disappointed in Aaron Rodgers' leadership. It goes back to me, to May, when you draft those two young wide receivers, and Key, you know this, like you can't get enough reps with your quarterback wide receiver. And when you move on from Davante Adams and you're coming back and they're paying you to be the leader of the franchise, not play quarterback, the leader of the franchise, and those two young receivers are drafted, Christian Watson in the second round, Romeo Doubs in the fourth round, you got to pick them up at the airport when they fly in. You got to figure out how they learn best. Are they better in walkthrough? Are they better in classrooms? What do they like to eat? Take them over to your house for dinner.
That's what I did to Jay when he joined ESPN.
Did you?
That's right. I picked him up from the airport the whole time.
I think when you have a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and you have young players, I don't necessarily subscribe to some things that coaches or even Mike, as far as a general manager goes, to be with them 24/7, holding their hand. But when they are together in the building, whether it's lifting weights together, whether it's getting extra work after practice together or before practice together and having conversations on the sidebar, making sure that the film study is there. That's one thing I've always done with my quarterbacks is we've always kind of had a business relationship. I remember when I first went to Tampa Bay and Sean King was struggling, I went over to Sean King's house. He had Welch's grape juice. I had wine. And we had a real conversation. No, I'm serious. And he could tell you this. It was a real conversation about getting it done. Let's just get it done. Let's not worry about whose team it is, who offense it is. We together. And I think that's where you can get the continuity at, not necessarily on the field, because what you do on the field in the offseason, you're going to forget come training camp anyway. It's been enough time already from training camp through preseason to where they are now to be on the same page. But Key, they should be on the same page now.
Right, Key. Here's the only thing I would push back on, which is those two receivers, we had to speed up their learning curve because they were trying to help replace an all-time great in Davante Adams. And both, one came from North Dakota State, the other one came from Nevada, so they didn't come from great schools. And when we're in this last dance, win now mode, we don't have the time to get this to build up over a year or two. So to me, there was a tremendous sense of urgency. And if we go back to this past week, Key, Romeo Doubs was targeted four times. He had no catches. And most meaningfully, on fourth and one, they ran that little pick route that for years we saw for Davante Adams. Doubs didn't hold on to it. And those are we all know the margins are so small. That's the difference between winning and losing. And that's why I'm not saying that's the only reason Green Bay's struggling. But to me, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm coming back, I'm doing everything I can to serve those receivers, to nurture them so they have the best chance to be successful.
And that's where August and September and October, before practice, after practice, before games, all those things. If you remember, Mike, we started with the New York Jets. Todd Haley and myself started going out in pregame, before pregame. We would get to the stadium 2-3 hours before everybody and basically run through the entire script with the quarterbacks and visualize, hey, it's 3rd and 4. Here's what's going to happen. Line up in this and then go there and do that. And we would just visualize it and know those are the sort of things that helps. And I don't know if Aaron is doing those things or not or encouraging these young receivers or not. I have no idea. But I know one thing, like you said, going to Buffalo is their Super Bowl right now. And if they lose it, they can forget it.
So, Mike, all I said yesterday was that, we talk a lot about elite quarterbacks, right? We talk about Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, those names, right? When's the last time you heard an elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers lose to the Giants, the Jets, and then the Commanders?
Yeah, it never happens. And
never.
Or Tom Brady losing to P.J. Walker and a team that just fired their head coach, traded their two best offensive players in McCaffrey and Robbie Anderson. I mean, both of those losses to me, guys, were shocking.
Who looked worse? We asked this a lot yesterday, Mike. But, right, one team's having a fire sale. They ought to quit, right? Like, you'd think, okay, this team is packing it in. Tom Brady comes into town with all that talent on his team, in spite of whatever they're missing, and gets smacked around. Aaron Rodgers plays a Commanders team, although, and I'm not just saying this to be funny, a lot of times Carson Wentz teams get a little bounce with the backup, like I've noticed it throughout his career. Nevertheless, it's a backup quarterback on a team that's not that good. To my eye, Brady looked worse, but I have more confidence in his team because he has known commodities at certain positions that are important, whereas Aaron Rodgers, we're hoping that the young guys come along. On the other hand, Aaron Rodgers, to me, didn't look quite as bad as Brady. Who do you think looked worse between the two number 12 legends?
Tom Brady, and I did the game the week before on ESPN Radio. We were in Pittsburgh, and he dirted some balls, and he dirted some balls against Carolina. What I mean by that, the ball just skipped in. It was short. And the other thing is, Tom Brady didn't convert a 3-1 quarterback sneak, which he always does. So he just doesn't look the same. And we look, we know football is the ultimate team sport, but if we went back to one injury, guys, Ryan Jensen, their great center, got hurt in the preseason. They're last in the league in rushing the ball. And right now, guys, last year they completed 67% on play action passes. That's down to 62% this year. And I think one of the reasons that's dropped off, guys, is their opponents are not honoring the run now, and because of it, they could play Tom Brady and defend the pass even more.
You're talking about Tom Brady, but his former team, the New England Patriots, went through something last night against the Chicago Bears. Bill Belichick, one of our old bosses, made a decision that I don't agree with, which is starting Mac Jones at the quarterback spot and then giving him a quick hook to go back to Dr. Z. And I felt like that threw Dr. Z off, even though he came out firing and everything. The momentum's changed from Chicago back to New England. But they gave, in my opinion, by starting Mac Jones, they gave Chicago hope. And Chicago felt like, oh, this dude can't beat us. There's no way he's going to be able to beat us. I felt like they should have just kept rolling with Dr. Z. What's your thoughts on the starting quarterback moving forward for the Pats?
Yeah, I think it has to be Mac Jones. I think what we saw last night was a great reminder that this is the varsity. This is the men's league. And Justin Fields, 6'3", 230 pounds, and looks like an NFL quarterback who is bigger and faster than the Patriots front seven. And I love Bailey Zappe. I mean, how can you not love the story? But when they kept it in the pocket and they compressed it, boy, he looks small. And look, there's exceptions. We saw Drew Brees. But why has Baker Mayfield struggled, Key? He's sub 6 feet tall. He runs 4.85, so he's shorter and slower. And Bailey Zappe, I love the story and all that, but at the end of the day, I don't know if he has the NFL physical skill set to withstand what was a really good front seven of the Chicago Bears.
And Mac Jones did?
No, Mac Jones wasn't 100%, but we have seen Mac Jones play really well at Alabama. We saw Mac Jones lead his team as a rookie to the playoffs. Now, Mac Jones isn't the same right now. I'm really disappointed in Mac Jones' decision-making. That was a terrible interception. He wasn't playing well before the injury. There's parts of Bailey Zappe I love, Key. He just looks small to me, and over time, I just think this is the big men's league.
Mike, I agree with you, but why was there such a short leash on Mac Jones?
Well, I think Key and I can answer that question, Jay Will. There's a short leash with Coach Belichick if you spell something wrong, if you write a bad scouting report,
okay,
if you're late for a meeting. That's like, there's the standards, and you're gone. Like, I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to embarrass you. You just won't be here.
Great. Standard is a great way for me to lead into my next question. Let's talk about the standard in Indianapolis. So now Frank Reich has decided to move on to Sam Ehlinger, right? His seventh quarterback he's going to have during his tenure with the Colts. Does this put more pressure on this team for Frank Reich or for Chris Ballard, their GM?
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You think they're both in the hot seat?
I don't know how they couldn't be. And, you know, look, with that said, I think Chris Ballard's one of the better GMs. But, you know, the quarterback position is something you have to get right. So we could go back to Phillip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett and now Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz. It just hasn't worked. I think it goes back to the offensive line. Matt Pryor didn't work at left tackle. That line isn't as good as it once was. And of all the teams that have been disappointing this year, you know, you got to put Indy up there in that discussion. I think Sam Ehlinger is going to play well, but, yeah, that's the situation to definitely monitor.
Is Frank Reich the right head coach for this team moving forward after this year?
Hard to say that right now. You know, and with Matt Ryan, I'm sure they thought he could help them win the division. But, you know, they only have one division game left. I think it's going to be really hard, regardless of how well Ehlinger plays, for them to make the playoffs.
When you, Mike, and Jay asked you about Frank Reich, but I'm going to ask you across the league, as a president of a team, former president, general manager of a team, and running your own organization, which head coach that's out there right now has disappointed you the most out of all these head coaches that are out there and have talent on their team?
Ooh, boy, that's a really good question, Key. You know, probably Matt LaFleur, you know, from a standpoint of, like, their standards are so high, Key, and you have, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time in the division that, you know, let's face it, like Detroit and Chicago rebuilding, Minnesota has a new head coach, and they're not running away with the division. And I think whether it's fair or unfair, you know, the standards in Green Bay are incredibly high.
You know, you mentioned Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with standards that are high, but also in Los Angeles, your favorite team in the Los Angeles Chargers. The standards are high based on they're the team of the offseason. They went out and got Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson. Now, look, some injuries have come up, but a lot of teams have injuries over the course of a season. That's part of it. But they don't look like they're playing good football. I mean, we saw them, obviously, this past week lose, but we saw them several weeks ago get unleashed at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. What is going on in L.A. that they seem to not be able to keep it consistent with the winning style of play?
Yeah, Key, it's totally fair. I mean, they have had injuries. Rashawn Lair, their great left tackle, Joey Bosa, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen haven't been on the field together, but they should be playing better, more consistently. And let's face it, Key, I think I know where you're going here, which is right now Sean Payton is the head coach of the 33rd team, and he's out there, and he's going to loom large. And every time we talk about the Chargers, hey, would he love to coach Justin Herbert? And now it's going to be, guys, the same thing. Hey, do you want to give him that Carolina Panther defense, a top five pick, and let him go coach Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, or Bryce Young? And that's going to be the narrative coming down the stretch, is for every team that may make a change. Arizona, boy, would Sean Payton love to coach Kyle Murray, right? Like, Sean Payton's, you know, image is going to keep looming larger and larger. And that's one of the hard things if you're Brandon Staley, if you're Steve Wilks, if you're Cliff Kingsbury every day. How about Nathaniel Hackett in Denver? Is he one and done? And is it going to be like, well, can Sean Payton, can he resurrect Russell Wilson? And I think that will be the narrative for the non-playoff teams in the coming weeks.
Yeah, man, just take the job with Justin Herbert. Let's call it a day. Hey, Mike, our very own Alan Yates has never had soup. We have about 30 seconds left. What is your favorite kind of soup?
Oh, matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball is number one.
Yeah, see, yeah, and
I like matzo ball soup. I don't know if it's my number one, but it's good.
Right across the street, Squire's Diner. I was there last night. Greek salad, grilled chicken, a little matzo ball soup.
Squire's got a matzo ball soup.
Yeah, and I recommend it.
Second Avenue Deli has a hell of a matzo ball soup.
Hell of a matzo ball soup.
Huh? Yeah. Right. What's your favorite?
Jay, relax.
What?
What?
Nothing. I just want to make sure he doesn't say something to get us all fired.
Stop.
I mean, listen, he just wants to know what someone's favorite soup is.
They have matzo ball soup at Donde Academy. That's all.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thank you, Mike.
All right, kids.
Who should be the starting quarterback in New England? Mike Reese joins us next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.